the calm face would be your instructional kind of situation. And during the calm phase, many teachers hold traditional beliefs that I'm teaching this method works. And so because this method works, then I can just teach it and everybody will get it. But that makes you blind to the different nuances in the classroom. So teachers must understand how beliefs and values in the lives of students may be different. Many times we don't look at ourselves and look at our privilege or socioeconomic status. So you've got to do some self-reflecting and figure out how you can differentiate instruction, not just according to academic levels, but the differences that you have in your classroom. You can get familiar with the culture. When you do circles, you can give a topic that's open-ended and students can write, and then they can get up and talk about what's going on in the community or at home. And you begin to understand the culture, and the other students begin to understand the culture. This is very important to instruction. You have to learn to see through the eyes of another culture. You can present your assignments in different ways. Looking at language, speech, you have to create a number of ways for students to show they know something. They may be able to do a skit or poetry or something else. It's also important to have a classroom arrangement that facilitates high engagement. Students are already seated so that they can work together, even though they may be creating a lot of noise. Noise goes with that productive working, and that may be something that the teacher may not be used to. Teachers will need to reflect who is engaged in the lessons and who is not engaged in the lessons. You want high engagement from all of the students. You've got to have multiple means of expression, multiple means of engagement, and multiple means of representation. There is a method called positive framing that you can use to make sure that you talk to the students in a very positive way, and it's celebratory. With positive framing, you don't focus on what they did wrong. You focus on what they did correct, and you make sure that you engage them in a very exciting way. And it helps students' behavior in that the next time you want this high level of engagement, they will be ready for that because they know that they're going to be rewarded and rewarded positively. There's not a deficit view.